Pick a god and pray, wretch. You. Where the hell are they? I swear if they touched a hair on your damn head, I'll... What? What? I'm yelling because... I... But you were... You got... kidnapped. Snatched from our camp at the dead of night. Yes, you did. Here, I pulled the note I found.
Dearest Annette, I'll keep this brief as this is deathly important. You and I need to meet at the old tower we passed on the road today. Come alone and unarmed. I'll be waiting with bated breath and a burning heart. Deathly important. Alone and unarmed. This is a ransom note. It reads like a ransom note. When I saw you were missing and your equipment was left. Well, hold on. Well, I may have jumped to a conclusion. I thought the burning heart bit was just the kidnappers being snarky. Seems like the sort of thing a Cambion or some smug infernal type might say, given my... It doesn't matter. But it's really just you here. That's deeply embarrassing. You don't normally talk like that. I feel tempted to say, just to defend my honour a tad. I haven't seen your writing before, but I didn't realise you were so flowery. What did you want me here for anyway? Two things. What's the more tricky of the two? Oh. Well, I knew this was coming. How long have you known? Well, I appreciate your not outing me to the party. Were you just trying to keep an eye on me to make sure I was safe first? Something to that effect? Well, I suppose that would explain why you've been giving everyone odd looks this past week. Checking for fang marks in generally paler pallors? I don't feed on people. I never have. Not the ones who don't have it coming anyway. Good. I'm glad that helps smooth troubled waters. I'm a very nice vampire. Bark's worse than my bite. Ah, the obvious questions. I have my ways with the sun for one. I passed the big 100 a while ago. If I hadn't figured out that one early in the game, I wouldn't have checked that milestone off my list. Trust me, please. I'm strong enough to resist any dark urge to feed off any of you, and good enough to not really want to. You and the others, and anyone else we run into for that matter, is not in any danger from me. Not unless they're a danger to us. Does that clear things up? Good. I hope this doesn't... that it doesn't make you think differently of me. I thought we'd gotten quite close these past few months. I've fought and bled with you, shoulder to shoulder. We've saved lives and made important decisions as friends and more. I really do think the world of you. It'd break my cold dead heart if you suddenly thought I was a monster. The other thing you wanted to talk about. It can't wait. I'm sorry, this is the biggest personal revelation you and I are ever going to share. What could you possibly? You poor deluded mortal. Look, if I were any other woman, I'm sure I'd be so tempted to take you up on that. Hell's, I am tempted, like I said, but I do think the world of you, but... In light of what we just discussed, are you sure that you could want me? You know what I am. You know what I could do. To you or to anyone else for that matter. You know, I'm older than your great-great-grandmother. I'm a ghost with meat and bones. Take my hand. Go on. Cold, smooth, still. That's me. I'm not human or humanish, no matter how much I may look it. I'm more and less in 100 different ways. I'm not the kind of girl you should want or need. It's that stubbornness that I came to like in you. But unless you have a thing for women of the undead persuasion, then... Is that why you're telling me this? You can't be just... You can't be attracted to me because I'm a vampire. That's obscene. What then? I can't really see how you could still want me if this isn't just some danger-fueled sex fantasy of yours. You just like me. You always were simple, weren't you? Why even mention what I am then? Why bring it up in the first place? I'd have been perfectly happy at least pretending to have something normal. I would have preferred it even. Well, if it's all about honesty, I can't really blame you for wanting to be upfront with me. Maybe if you can really look past it, maybe it could work. Maybe we could work. You're sure you're okay with that? With having a vampire girlfriend? Oh, I know I said it was obscene. But now I know you're not just looking at me. I feel like I make fun of it. You get me? That was your intention when you wrote the... Oh, shitting hells. You did write Burning Heart because of that. What is reminding me that I haven't beaten out a rhythm in my chest in the last 100 years your idea of a romantic comedy? Oh, it was just meant to be alluring then. Oh, my dear, you must be so bloody tempted to approach my dear mortal meat sack with its rhythmic, pulsing aliveness. That's you. That's what you flirt like. No. 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 I mean, yes. No. Fine, yes. It was. It was at least trying to be sweet. I'll give you that. I've had worse love letters, and much better ones as well, but worse ones too. And... Dearest Annette, I'll keep this brief, as this is deathly important. You and I need to meet. I'll be waiting with bated breath and a burning heart. Burning heart. Huh, you know, reading it again with what you actually meant in mind, it's actually quite sweet. It's actually quite nice. Really sweet, actually. Subtle. I think a bit too subtle, as we learned, but it's cute. And it comes across that you cared. Yeah. I think this could work. Before we start, I want to feed on you. Oh, I know, I'm not trying to charm you or anything. Believe me, that's the last thing I want, is for you to look at me like I'm a fetish. We already went over that, but, well, when I fed, my senses get fired up. It's like lighting a fire under my mind. Given the circumstances, I want to burn up. I want to light a fire under the pair of us, and it would help me to know you actually do trust me like that. That you're not just faking being brave. Get back to camp. I didn't realise you were such a wuss. I'm a vampire, silly. Here now, under a starlit sky in the ruins of an ancient tower. This is my type of thing. I couldn't be more at home. I couldn't be more comfortable. Be a gentleman. Let me have my fun here and now. Trust me. I'll make it more than worth your while. If we're doing this, and we are doing this, I don't see the point if you don't enjoy it. You're in for a pair of pinpricks, which'll be just fine. I've seen you handle worse. Then you'll feel a pulling sensation as a warm, wet feeling spreads through your skin. After that, numbness will spread through your body, aside from your extremities, which you might find are a bit more sensitive. And you'll feel my arms around you, and me inside you in more than one way. Given that you're willing, I think you'll quite enjoy it. Have I persuaded you? Yes! Good, okay. Lean back on that old desk. Just perched on the edge like that. Body to body. This how you imagined me. On the lonely nights in camp. Pressed up against you. Or were you more the dashing hero swiping me off my feet in your mind? Remember, kiddo, stronger than you, older than you, and much, much more experienced. Now, I'm gonna go slow this first time, just so you can get a feel for it. I'll save the slurping and the draining and the hissing for when you're used to me. Is that okay, boo-boo? Did I ever tell you, you smell the tastiest out of our little party? Mm-hmm. Like freshly cut grass. I have thought about what it'd be like to have you while you were sleeping. Just a taste. But it's better awake. Better excited. Flowing. With that burning heart pumping away. There. See? That the sort of thing you were looking for? It's alright. Get your breath back. I won't overdo it. Don't want your blood pressure dropping too low. You're going to need it higher than ever in a minute. Fresh by each time, using the same holes, is precise work. Tricky, and I'm a messy eater. Want me to do the other side? Trust me, it's gonna make your neck feel weird if I don't. Okay, I'll make it a long one. You taste even better than you smell. That's a pretty high bar when your blood's exposed to the air. Fuck fresh grass, it's more like... Oh, I can't even describe it. You're alright though. You didn't lose a lot of blood. But you're still, well, queasy, right? Oh me, I'm very, very... very fired up. Like I said, you're fuel on the fire. And it has me so, so very ready for this. What's the matter? You've seen me wear less at camp. Or is it me inevitably stripping us down to our delicates while my eyes flash red, my fangs glint at you in the moonlight, and my hands explore your body a bit much? So nervous now you're here. Are you lost, little boy? Oh, you have no idea how much I'm going to enjoy playing with you from now on. Do tell me if it's a bit much for you, or if it's exactly what you were hoping for, being my willing little thrall, kept in line with kisses instead of hypnosis. Shh, 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 shh. Rhetorical question, honey. I don't need to be a predator of the night to read you like a book. It's a little from column A, a little from column B. You've wanted me for a while, but your heart's just a touch overwhelmed that it's actually happening, and that I'm enjoying you so much. I can hear you in there. Ba-bump, ba-bump, ba-bump. So excited. So scared. So anxious to see what I'll do next. I'll let you in on a secret. I don't just like you for your blood. I don't just like your adventure-weathered body, all scars and tightness. I don't just like you for the thought of riding you until your every inch from tip to tip aches with warm, worn-out need. I don't even like you for the thought of dominating you, flashing you a glance and a raised eyebrow every free moment to say, boy, find me a nice quiet spot so I can ruin you. I actually just quite like you. For you. I've wanted this. Not just because it's been a while. Not just because it's difficult for me to be close to someone. But you're nice. I was looking for... I've wanted this for a while. Not just some fling or some shit. You know, I can get that in a halfway house from here to the end of the world. But with someone I actually like. Well, you get me, right? Oh, shut up. I like it more on the ground. It's more fucking... Oh, more feral. Real. No pretenses. Or fakery. Or pretend. It's just you, me, cold stone. Oh, and the occasional piece of jagged rock in your ass. Oh, gods. Oh, you actually feel good. Oh, really good. Oh, impressively hard for a man running at a pint less than usual. Oh, I wonder how far that goes. What do you think? Oh, how hard can I milk your human cock before you say uncle? Oh, how hard can I grip onto your shaft? How hard can I soak every drop of cum from your balls? Oh, all the puns do write themselves, don't they? Blood's not the only thing I'm interested in. Every last drop of everything you make is mine. Now, not to be shared, not to be wasted. And give it all to me. Show me you fucking love me. Am I perfectly fucking clear? Yes, everything. Did I fucking stutter? Now hurry up. And come like a good thrall. Because I want to see that face with a little O on it, okay, sweetie?
Oh, I do hope this is what she wanted. Oh, I really do. Oh, because God fucking knows that is what I needed. Oh, good. Oh, good. I like being a bit more aggressive. So, you know, be a good thrall and indulge me. Oh, and do hurry the fuck up and paint my insides white already. Oh, come on. Come. Finish. Oh, I want to feel it. Oh, every last desperate little spat. There. That's it. Come for mistress. Oh, look at you. Honey, at this rate, you're not going to make it through the night. I've already got you huffing and puffing, putting you through your paces, and you're not even on top yet. Oh, I do prefer being in charge. But if this is gonna last, and I would rather it would, you're gonna have to put the work in. Let's see. Hold those men, sweetie. The whole forest will hear you. You're doing such a good job keeping it all subdued and dignified. All the little breaths and sucking air through your teeth, but now, fingers pressing on your underside, pushing out that last dribble of the load and oozing an inch at a time. Why? You're whining for me. I do like it, but it's downright curious. Ah, the pain that does it, pinned to your stomach, leaking with every touch of a nail and press of a fingertip. I wonder, if I put my palm to the base of your cock while my fingers gather around the head and I push down... Ah! Oh, that is adorable. One last spurt and the noise you made. Props for keeping it quiet, but holy hells, I didn't know boys could get aftershocks like that. It was like a mini-gasm. I'll have to take notes for the next time I do that to you. See how much stress I can put your cock through before you start crying. Can't go back to camp. Silly. What haven't you done yet? That's right. I still haven't come. No. I'm of a few minds. I could sit on your face and make you finish me with your tongue. Maybe not too pleasant for you, given you're having just flooded me. Or maybe I could ride you until you beg me to stop and really wreck your cock. Or perhaps I could rub my pussy on every inch of your body until I come to it slowly. Around the time the sun sets this morning. What do you think? You take the lead. Ah, taking my words about being on top personally, are we? What did you have in mind? Not a bad start. I almost thought I'd fuck the confidence out of you. No. Still fire in those eyes. Especially when you taste your own blood on my tongue. Lie down. Giving orders now, aren't we? Alrighty. No need to get handsy, mister. Didn't look so tough on your back with your dick all belly up. Not like now. Now I can see the man that really worked up the courage to ask me out here. Ready and raring for round two. Are you going to split me apart this time? Go ahead. Stake me. If you're brave enough. See if you can make me finish this time. Not bad, lover. with you in the driver's seat. You're pretty damn convincing. Oh, nice angle. Oh, found a decent spot to poke around for. Oh, pushing up into me like that. I guess you at least have a decent idea of what girls like. I see you're not just a pretty face, and a lovely soul, and a tasty snack, and a fuckable body, and a warm, pounding heart. Cos I've got an urge about me looking at you putting the work in. It just makes me want to slice you open and drain you. Oh, don't look too shocked, darling. Oh, I won't touch a hair on your head if you don't want it. I do. I meant what I said. I like you. I want this to work. Just, oh, fuck. Oh, you must know what it's like for something like me. I'm all instincts and superiority and inhumanity. Ah, oh, but most of me wants to love you. And hold you and fuck you. Ah, oh, part of me wants to put my demands in your head and make you my blood bank on legs. Oh, and the monster in me wants to rip you off. Oh, I'm gonna focus on that first part. Oh, the big one. Oh, you get the picture. And, focusing in on wanting to eat you really isn't helping me get over it. I'm just gonna focus on coming before you do. So I can keep up the whole dummy vampire mistress thing. It's absolutely a competition. And believe me, not finishing is well worth it to rub it in your face a bit. Oh, I get off on it, as you can quite clearly tell. but seriously, baby, why don't you just give up and come again in me? Give up. I'll love you for it. You don't even have to be in control, or even a player. I don't mind a submissive boy toy, especially when his heart's in the right place. Give me my second favorite warm, sticky treat. Come on. Not like you've got an ace up your sleeve. Oh, what are you? Oh, honey. Fuck. Your hand. You cut. Oh, that's deep. No. I don't need it. But yeah, I do want it. It'll be like setting my cunt on fire if I get a taste of that. With you fucking me. Okay, you win. Give me. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna be good. Oh, come on, fucking. Okay, both of us, I think, felt myself twitching from the eyes down. Are you alright? I didn't make that cut worse, did I? I was just looking at it, but I might not have minded my teeth too much. Let me see that hand. Don't worry, I won't bite. I've had my fill. Stupid. It was stupid. Even if you did break my stupid little brain for a minute there, you hurt yourself with this. There's a lot of nerves in your hand. You could have damaged something important slashing your palm like that. Just to prove a point and try and stay on top. Bad enough you kneeling there, holding me up, scratching your legs on the floor like that. I know it was basically my idea, but I wasn't just calling you stupid. First thing tomorrow, we're letting the druid have a look at you. Yes, that means we're going back to camp now. The feral charm of fucking on cold stones worn out iron, I... Well,
I could kind of just go for some fur and blankets. The others will have to make do if we end up being noisy. I'm not done with you yet. The night's young, and I intend to make the most of every minute of it.